Hi, it's Mac. It's McCorgan here in Audioboo. It is Friday the something of July. I forget whether it's the... Oh, it's the 7th. I should have known that. It's one of my daughters, my middle daughter's birthday today. Happy birthday, daughter. And it's time. It's... Oh my God. It's 10:50 a.m. heading back through the park towards home, away from the car boot sale, leaving my wife to do what she does best, what I do worst. I'm just taking some stuff back home, and then I'll walk back along again. But that kind of ties in nicely with what I wanted to ask questions about. Wait a minute, getting windy. Right, that should be better. Wind buff over the years. The walking. I've been really interested in the audio that's been put up by two or three people recently. The last one I listened to was Albert H. Alberth, if you say it all together, Alberth, about his cycling. And of course, our own Jeff Thompson. I think he's using the health app with whatever gizmos they use as well. Monitors, cycling monitors, PEDs. And that's what I want to ask questions about, seriously. Since I got the iPhone 6, obviously, it comes with the health app. I haven't really used it, to be honest with you. I've kind of glanced in. There's so much data to be inputted to it that I thought, would I use it? Will I really use this? And if I want to use it properly, I need to get some kind of monitors, you know, that monitor my heart rate and other thingies. I don't know how you monitor the calories. But anyway, I used to have one. In fact, I probably still have them. When I was really into cycling about 3 years ago, well, 3 years ago before I stopped, and never really got back on the bike seriously. I used the bike pretty regularly, actually, but nothing serious. I can't remember the last time I even went a 20-mile run. Shocking. To be perfectly honest, I can't remember the last time I did a 10-mile run on the bike. But I still have the heart rate monitors that go across your chest. But that, I'm not sure. That wouldn't be any good because it spoke to my cycle monitor item. I had the Garmin Edge. Which was a brilliant device, by the way, for sports people. This was the one designed more for cycling. But anyway, pardon me, I don't want to go off track here. I'm really interested in this now, and so much so that yesterday I sat and had a look at my iPhone. I haven't told it to do anything, and it's already recorded what I've done in the last month, week, and particularly yesterday. Couldn't believe the steps. Now, even at today, now, I got up this morning, 4:30, and obviously you're moving about the house. I then drove from the house along just over 1/2 mile to the car boot, parked the car up, got out the car, set the tables up, and then started getting all the stuff out of the car, went to the tables, and I took a wee walk up the town. Couple of wee walks around the cellars to have a look, see what they had there. That's no distance at all. I couldn't believe I've actually chalked up already, before I started this, over 2.5 miles this morning alone. Incredible. And I was looking at the graphs to show elevation and the number of steps I've taken, etc. So I'm really heavily or seriously interested in the health app. Which brings me nicely around to say, help. How do I set up the health app? I know I have to get things like, I've entered my height and age, etc. And sex, yes. I wrote sex down, yes please. But I still have to get my blood group. Now, why don't you know your blood group? I'm pretty sure it's a common one. Is that O negative or something? I'm pretty sure it is. I'm just a common guy. Common working guy. But I'll confirm that with the surgery and get that in Not only for, of course, the emergency side of things, you know, where if something happens to you, people can access that from the lock screen. But I need to know, how do you do everything else with it? There's so many inputs. I know that some of them are just crazy stuff, like, you know, phosphorus in your diet, or I can understand salt in your diet, phosphorus in your diet. How many carrots did you eat today? I suppose that's a great thing about it. I'm not quite sure I want to go down the road of entering, which you'd have to do physically, of course, or manually, I should say. But, you know, how many carrots you had today, and how many big chunks of carrot cake did you have today? but for the actual physicality, the movement, etc., I feel that it's beginning to motivate me again. To get back into some real good fitness, real good, really good fitness. And so I need to know if you can help me, all you health freaks out there that are using the health app. What do you need to input? How do you input it? What's the best way of monitoring what you're doing? I know it might be quite specific to what you want to know on those screens, those graphs, whether you might be a bit of a cyclist or a runner or just a fast walker or a rower. But I'm guessing that the inputs are for most of us, running and walking and cycling, might be just the same, or they're about the same. So what do you use? I've heard about iFit, is it iFits or something like that? Or Fitbits. I've heard about Fitbits. But what else is on the market, and what do you use, and how does it all work? Do you need to, well, obviously you need to wear them all the time, but do you wear them when you go to bed? Does it monitor activity during your sleep, you know, if you're tossing and turning? And if so, is that, it's not relative to burning calories, I guess, although it probably will burn some calories, but is it more to the mental side of things, your mental health? In other words, you know, you got a good night's sleep last night because you didn't move an awful lot last night, but the night before you tossed and turned. Well, if it had been last night, I would have burned a horrendous amount of calories, because and I haven't done this for a long while, and in one of my very, very vivid dreams, I lashed out with a flying kick, a flying karate kick, 2 feet in the air, sideways, right into this guy. And I almost kicked my wife out of bed. Oh boy, that elbow in the ribs, man, well, that was sore. But does it monitor that? Can you monitor it? Is there any point in monitoring that? But I'm more interested in the main features. In other words, what gizmos do you use to input to your health app? And is it direct, or if you bought a Fitbit, does that have to go to the Fitbit app and tie in, relate, in other words, to the Apple's health app? So there's loads of things I could ask about this, but what I'd rather have is if people just tell me what they do and how they use it. I know that, as I said, guys like Albert and Jeff, and I can't remember who else, have spoken about getting fit, burning, getting the burn. Yeah, but some more in-depth information on apps and devices, and of course mainly about the health app itself. Looking at the pages on the health app, it's pretty damn complex. You know, there just seems to be so much in there to input from, either manually or from automatically, from devices, etc. So I appreciate any advice on that. any input. Get me healthy. Get me healthier. I'm reasonably healthy. I'm reasonably fit. But I really want to get just... And I think with having the health app to digest, if you like, at the end of each day in the evening, when I've got my feet up in the big chair, when the app's shouting, why are you sitting in a big chair? You should be outside doing something. When I'm in my relaxing mode, in other words, whatever time during the day, I can check to see what I've done each day. And that in itself is an incentive to do more. As Albert said in his, that he was doing something and he was just screaming out inside, why am I doing this? Why am I not on the bike again? Well, that's what I used to be like when I was cycling, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 mile runs. It's that buzz. Once you get that buzz from your return from wherever you're exercising it, you get back, you're weary, you're tired, but then you get the buzz. And then all you want to do is go back out again. Well, that's how I used to feel, and that's how I want to feel again. Get back on the bike, take up running. I was never good at running. I don't mean running seriously, not running like Roger Overall's running at the moment. I used to be a swimmer. I guess 70 lengths, Roger? Really? No way. No way. I'd need one of those inflatable life belts to go around me to do 70. Maybe 20, but 70. Oh, God. I really need to break myself in there. But anyway, so any advice, any information, go on. Fire it over. Let me know. And in the same respect, you'll be letting all those other lovely people out there know what you're doing and what you're using. And might actually interest them enough to inspire them to get out and do a wee bit more. Because we all need to do a wee bit more, don't we? I take care of myself every day. I need to do more. I need to do more. 50 jumping jacks. 50 skips. No, 100 skips. And 20 squats a couple of times a day isn't really enough, is it? It's just keeping me above the water level. But I want to be skipping across the water. Okay, thanks again. See you by the noon.